The Fiery Gizzard Trail is part of Tennessee's South Cumberland State Park, and Backpacker Magazine calls it one of the top 25 hiking trails in the country. Gina Stafford can tell you why. Here on this campus, the University of Tennessee at Chattanooga, Gina is Assistant Vice Chancellor for Communications and Marketing. Gina, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Ray.
So you hike the Fiery Gizzard Trail. Quite a colorful name.
It is.
How about before telling us the source of that name, tell us where the trail is?
It's within the South Cumberland State Park, and that's a park made up of about 40,000 acres that lie within four different Tennessee counties, Grundy, Franklin, Marion, and Sequatchie. And at its southernmost point, it ends at the Foster Falls area owned by TVA. And the hike I did begins in Grundy County at the Grundy Forest State Natural Area Picnic Shelter. Easy to find. Driving from Chattanooga, it took only about an hour to get there.
And what's the story behind the name?
Well, it's interesting because there are several. The one that comes up a lot involves legendary Tennessee frontiersman Davy Crockett. He's like the George Washington of Tennessee, you know. Everybody has a claim. Davy Crockett slept here. Davy Crockett fought here. Davy Crockett ate here.
Davy Crockett went to UTC.
I won't say that. I haven't heard that one yet, but who knows? Probably a little before we were founded. So anyway, it's no surprise that one of the most popular stories about the trail name says that Davy Crockett, on one of his frontier expeditions, had made camp along the creek. He was eating turkey that was roasting on an open flame, and he bit into a gizzard, and that's a part of the neck. Apparently, it was so hot it burned his tongue, according to the story, so he spit it out and into the gorge, saying, "Curse you, fiery gizzard." So that kind of gives that area their own Davy Crockett spit here, claim to fame.
I understand the trail has achieved a lot of fame in the hiking community. Tell us about that.
It really has. And when I say among the hiking community, to agree with what you said, I mean nationally. It has been ranked by Backpacker Magazine, Outside Magazine, and the outdoor-centric Roots Rated website that has a lot of information about outdoor options. It's been rated one of the 25 best hiking or trail running areas in the U.S. I didn't know that. I've heard of it for years, but I didn't realize it was as known beyond Tennessee. But the hiking and the backcountry camping options, obviously in South Cumberland State Park, are known and appreciated well beyond this part of the state. But the trail itself is of interest and attracts a lot of hikers, I think, because it offers a good combination of scenery, waterfalls, massive rock formations, bluff overlooks, and steep, and I do mean steep, technical, a lot of rocks, a lot of debris to climb over, climbing or descents. And as for me and my hiking friends, people have told me about the Fiery Gizzard for years, people who have done it before, usually in the context of, yeah, if you ever go, be sure to leave word of your planned route so that search and rescue will know where to find you.
That is key. Did you find it to be as difficult as you had heard?
You know, given how people had talked about it in these legendary kind of ways, I don't think it could have possibly been as hard as I had been told. Anybody I know who's been, though, has always insisted that the Fiery Gizzard is the hardest hike they ever did, that it chewed hikers up and spit them out, a little bit like Davy. So I went in there prepared to see, you know, the Loch Ness Monster, the Kaiser Sose.
Did that cause you to prepare for this hike differently than others?
It did. It did, especially because I did it solo. This was a trip my husband was glad to support me on by dropping me off and coming back to pick me up, but he didn't care to make the hike itself. So I thought about what I would need for the hike in terms of worst-case scenarios and prepared that way. I had, and I'm not kidding you, 3 liters of water, a banana, 2 apples, a sandwich, a tube of Cliff Blocks energy chews, 5 trail bars, some Chex Mix. I packed a headlamp, a handheld LED light, bug spray, a first aid kit, gaiters, a printed map, a compass, a whistle. I could go on. I was pretty much going to be ready, you know, and if I wasn't findable for a while, I would have food to survive for a few days, I guess, I thought. I think my pack weighed 15 or 20 pounds. Not the most fun, but you do what you got to do. And I wore really sturdy high-top hiking boots laced up twice because there's a lot of ankle-twisting kind of surface in there.
What was the actual trail like?
Well, the hiking trails app, alltrails.com, is a really good source to rate and describe trails for you. So for the benefit of folks who are using that as kind of a benchmark, it rates on average hiker ability, and it rates the Fiery Gizzard Loop, which is the name of the trail I did, as hard. So I figure I must be average because it was, in fact, quite hard. It wasn't impossible, but it is definitely a challenge. So what I did was a 9.6-mile loop. More than half of that was very rocky, a lot of roots, similar kind of stuff to trip over. And when I say rocky, I mean boulder fields where you're picking your way over chunks the size of bowling balls and bigger, where there is no clearly evident footpath and you're depending on the blazes on the trees to sort of know which way to proceed. It's kind of a challenge, but it can be kind of scary too if you're not a real experienced hiker. But the trail is really well marked by the blazes. There are long stretches without an obvious path, as I said. As you begin at that loop, the trail descends into the gorge and then it goes down along what's also called Fiery Gizzard Creek, passes a big swimming hole, these giant cantilevered rock formations, a collection of hemlock trees more than 200 years old, big trees. And there's a leg out to a really pretty waterfall called Sycamore Falls, and then you cross the creek and you ascend on the other side.
That ascent is supposed to be pretty extreme, isn't it?
It really is. The total elevation gain over the 9.6-mile loop trail is 1,243 feet, which is substantial, but the climb is by far the steepest part. You gain 400 feet over about a 0.4-mile distance, and that's a grade that ranges from 25% to almost 50%. So, you know, you use poles, you're almost using all fours. It's a lot. It takes you up to a rim and to an overlook called Raven's Point, very much of a destination viewpoint there. And it, to me, was like looking out on a green Grand Canyon. Took myself a long break there, and then I got back on the trail, and I completed the rest of the loop without any trouble.
So is this a trail that you would do again?
Yeah, I really would, even after doing it once and living to tell the tale. But I'd like to go back and do the full 12.5-mile one-way trail that starts where I began and then it comes out at Foster Falls. Foster Falls is a 60-foot high waterfall that drops down into a 1-acre swimming hole that's actually 27 feet deep. The pictures I've seen are quite impressive. But I'd like to go back this fall because the leaf color that would be there at that time would make it a totally different experience. But don't tell our friends up the road at Great Smoky Mountains National Park that this location, South Cumberland State Park, actually by Backpacker Magazine, also has been rated 6th best in the country for fall color, which is kind of incredible. It comes in behind Acadia in Maine, Yosemite in California, Glacier in Montana, and I think it's ahead of, believe it or not, White Mountains in Vermont and the Smokies. It's about 3 spots ahead of that. So, yeah, I think it would be very much worthwhile to go back and see it with its fall colors painted on.
All right. Gina Stafford, thank you.
Thank you, Ray.